Good evening. I was contemplating, until literally, I was contemplating, because we're learning, the next Simon is Simon Gimel. I'm nearly sure, I couldn't double check, I'm nearly sure last cycles we didn't learn Simon Gimel inside, and there's a good reason for that.
Oh, yeah.
We did learn it inside, or we skipped it? Okay, so there's two Simonim in Shulchan Aruch, which a lot of people skip, and that's one of them. Simon Gimel Hilchos Beis Akisei, which is all the halachas relating to the toilet, to being excused. The other one is Simon Resh Mem, which often people skip as well. Now, I did think about, I just somehow thought. So I think that because there is various halachas, which many of them are not relevant anymore today, because things have changed. Some halachas are still relevant today, and therefore, what I think I'm going to do, with your permission, because I thought about it a lot, and I think last time I even asked a couple of Dayanim and Magideshe what to do, but I think this time I do want to go quickly over it. We're going to do this quickly, and what's relevant we're going to be discussing in greater detail, what's less relevant we're going to be doing. Just, but I think it's in Shulchan Aruch, and this cycle, you can't just do what, you know, just because we didn't, I think it's going to have to do it. So, Yid has to remember that, you know, everything is in Lemaise in Shulchan Aruch, everything is halacha, and we are guided by the Torah. So there you go. Okay, Simon Gimel, Hanogis Beis Akisei, the halachas of Beis Akisei. It's just important to remember, otherwise we're going to get very confused. We're going to remember that the way people for many centuries, not many years, for many centuries, you know, we're really lucky that we have got, you know, toilets on our, every premise has got a toilet. It wasn't like that for many, many, many centuries. There used to be an outhouse. People had to go out, and depending on where you lived, if you lived in a village, within the ghetto, within the walls, or you'd go out in the fields. Either way, it was much more complex and much more, what do you do in the night? There was no light out there. There's so many halachas which had to. So let's see. And it's in that context we have to remember the halachas. Okay, let's see. If alav kshekonis the beis akisei, when a person enters the beis akisei, yoima, he should say ischabtu mechubadim. You should be ischabtu mechubadim, the respected. You should pay the respect to mechubadim. What is this referring to? Is the melachim? The melachim accompany a person, and we are respectfully requesting the melachim to leave us as we go to the Beis HaKisei. So people used to say, his chabdush respect and mechubadim, the respected. Talking about the angels, the melachim, okay, you can leave us now, you know, it's okay. Nowadays the custom is not to do so. We stick to the halacha of loinua gukain. Nowadays nobody's got enough level of Yashamayim, that he's fully aware and conscious of the Malachim accompanying him, that you disinvite them. So it would sound a bit bizarre if somebody, you know, just before you go to the, you know, say, Ischab de Mechubadim, it would give kind of a wrong kind of impression. So nobody says it anymore nowadays. But it's what Mishnah Berurah says, Ki einonu machzikim muchzokim Yashamayim, we're not considered enough Yashamayim nowadays, Shemalachim milavim oisoni, that the angels accompany us. That we ask them, shamtinu aleinu, should wait for us, achenetu, until we got. So nowadays, the general, universal custom is not to say anything. Okay, see, base. Yeah, I know, but this is, I hear, but this is referring to over here. Yeah, I hear what you're saying. You're saying, well, why? Because when? You're talking about Shalom Aleichem. It's a good kasha, Rabbi. So I'm getting asked that when it comes to going to Beis HaKisei, we say, you know, we don't have anything to do with Melochem. We can't disinvite them because they're not with us. But when it comes to Friday night, we say Shalom Aleichem, Malachi HaSholem, Malachi HaShoreis. So it's a good kasha. I think it's a fair kasha. It's a fair kasha. Definitely have a kusha. Right. Okay, it's a good point. Yeah. I see her. Oh, number one is actually asking your question. Yeah, okay. He discussed it in point number one over here. Name of the Ben Ishchai. See, Beis Aboisa. Yeah, Tzonua Beis HaKisei. A person should be Tzonua. Should be modest in the Beis HaKiseh. Lo yigale atzma ad sheyeshev, he should only reveal himself, surely get undressed ad sheyeshev when he's sitting. So the point is, only disclose when a person is sitting. Similarly, additional different halacha is not, you shouldn't have two people going simultaneously. Rabbi said, this is, I'm not talking about the toilets we've got nowadays. This was areas out in the fields, or semi-enclosed areas. So you can't have two people going together. People are scared at times. You go out in the fields when it's dark, you don't know what you're going to meet there. Dangerous people, or more likely, dangerous animals, or more likely, dangerous people. And you're there and you are very vulnerable. And this was out of the walls of the city. And therefore people sometimes say, you know, why don't we just go together? So another loch is, lo yelchu shnei anoshim biyachad, you can't have two people going simultaneously. Gam, lo yidaber sham, people used to talk to each other primarily because of, safety reasons. You know, at least if you can't see each other, you at least talk to each other. No, you cannot talk to each other. V'yizkera delef, badu mishum tzniyas, and similarly also doors must be closed because of tzniyas reasons. Yeah, so this was a semi-enclosed area. So, you know, even if there was some like sheds and some things which were out there in the fields, out there in the woods, so you should ensure to close the door. The Mishnah does say, with regards to talking, if there's a real emergency, that would be permitted. The Tzarech Godli is permitted to talk. No, you'd probably go with a couple of people, then that would be fine. Siv Gimel, so if somebody wants to trigger and encourage to be relieved, by using stones, apparently that was the way to do it, or bekisem, with some wooden items, liftach, to open up the cover. One should do so before sitting down. Not after sitting. Should one before sitting. And the reason, because of kshofim. Now this is an interesting kshofim, because of kshofim, demonic evil spirits. So there is, for some reason, which I don't know, one should do so before sitting, as opposed to after sitting. Here again, we just have to be aware that it wasn't, a person may want a trigger to be, because there wasn't toilets every street corner and every house. So if there wasn't availability to go in the morning or an availability to go in the evening, a person may want to encourage to be relieved because that was the availability. So we're saying over here, just make sure the timing has to be correct. Siv Dalet. Lo yigale atzmo, this is now, Siv Dalet is really a continuation of Siv Beis. Lo yigale atzmo, ki melachov tefach, melefonov tefachayim, a person should only open up and reveal his body as much as necessary. A tefach, as much as really necessary, all because of tznias. What if a person is really literally out in the fields where there's no mechitzas, there's no walls, it's literally out in the field? And this, interestingly, is much more relevant than we may expect it to be. Pardon? Okay, even more, there's an interesting application of this, which is even more common. We'll speak about it in a minute. Facing Dorem, south, but if he's being excused, he should not face Mizrach or Ma'irev, east or west. But if it's about urinating, it's always going to be permitted. Now this is interesting. Why so? Why is it that a person should not be facing east when he's being? Why not east? And this is Rabbi said talking about an. This is talking about in an area where there's no mechitzos. So the reason is because the shechina is in that a person shouldn't relieve himself towards the shechina is there. Now again. We firmly believe HaKadosh Baruch Hu's presence is everywhere. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not physical, he's well beyond physical. And there's no, but still, nevertheless, the direction of east has a something about the Ribbono Shel Olam's presence, and therefore one should not relieve himself towards that direction. Because it's this, I believe it's because it's the opposite direction, so it's like in line with that kind of thing. So a person should not be facing that way. However, if there is mechitzos, if there is walls, then one doesn't have to worry about it. So in other words, if there is a enclosed toilet or bathroom, this is not a concern. Nasivov is a direct continuation of that, which we actually have learned in Simon Reish Mem, and Bez Hashem will get back there again. V'chein also lishon b'mizrach l'mayrib, the beds also have to be positioned in such a direction. And that's whether it's enclosed or not. Also, it is forbidden lishon to sleep in mizrach l'mayrib, in east or west direction, imish te'imoy, in the master bedroom. Whether your wife is there or not there, makes no difference. One should ensure that the beds are not facing that direction. This is, it is sometimes hard because of the way the bedrooms are. You know, every house is different, and every room is different, and every bedroom is different. But it's an awareness. One should be aware of that the beds should not face east. Now, the Mishneh Berurah points out. Interesting. It's very interesting. It's perhaps uncharacteristic for the Mishneh Berurah. He says over here in Seif Cotton Yud Aleph, and that's really, really aloch lemaisa for our bedrooms. In Bein Mizrach Hamayis, Seif Cotton Yud Aleph. Yirak yichavon sheiroisho shel mito, the head of the bed, letzofoin should be north, v'magaloiseom, and the feet ledorim should be south. Head of the bed should be facing north, the feet should be facing south. Now, Uvetshuvas Menachem Azariah Pasak Moshikosav Azoy bePashas Meimidbo. Mishbuah says, yeah, it's all true. Of course. But I want to tell you something. Says Mishbuah, there is a Tshuvas Menachem Azariah. Please do not ask who is Tshuvas Menachem Azariah, because I've got no clue who the Tshuvas Menachem Azariah is. But here the Mishbuah mentioned that's very uncharacteristic for him, because he says he quotes a Zohar Kodesh Shirosh Meglesia Shlamita Zele Mizrach Vzele Meirev. He said no, the Zohar says no, it should, in the contrary, should be facing Zele Mizrach Vzele Meirev, should be facing east and west. Shulchan Aruch says do not face east and west. Comes a Zohar Kodesh and says no, do face east and west. Okay, so he brings over here a machloikus between the Shulchan Aruch and the Zohar Kodesh. What would you guess? How do we normally pasken between the machloikus between the Shulchan Aruch and you've got a Zohar Kodesh? What do you normally do? Yeah, of course.
Forgive me if it sounds like a very bad pasuk for us, but is the valley down that say east to west seem to be the ones that are from their eastern commentators.
I see.
So it could be that because they're located somewhere.
Interesting. Way.
Their east is not facing your
definitely shoulder. Worth investigating. Very interesting. Very interesting. We should be investigated. Very interesting. But he brings Hashem the Gon, who also paskens like the Zohar Kodesh, and the Gon was in Litter. In Vilna. So, but it is interesting. I want to tell you about this. I remember I was really busy with this after we got married. And then it's one of those halachas that, you know, you want to get right from the beginning. You want to make sure, you know, a master bedroom in a flat in Yerushalayim. And the flats, my dear was, you know, was like half of tiny or quarter of tiny. And the bedroom was like tiny, which is like just about managed to put. It was so small. And I was trying to figure out, you know, Shulchan Aruch says, you mustn't face that, and that's the only way that I was busy trying to, you know, with the you know, facing this direction of the beds and everything, and it was a problem. It was a problem. I couldn't face the beds. The way Shulchan Aruch tells us to face. So I remember I wasn't a Mema then.
Remember.
Yeah.
So your direction of the coastal may have been different for out there. It could be that it could be the issue. Let's say you were in very far east. Yeah. So then your east would not be facing the east and west thing wouldn't be a factor because it'd be a different.
Yeah. Okay. It was. Yeah. You're right. But it was still east. It was. I suppose it was facing. Facing the Altstadt, facing the old city.
Okay,
yeah, so that, I think that's pretty much it. So remember, I went, if I'm not mistaken, this is going back, you know, 3-4 years ago already, or perhaps a bit more, yeah. So I remember I went, if I'm not mistaken, I went to a missing kaplan. I think it was him. Perhaps it was a real Eisenthal, also very, very Choshvarov. And I described to him the flat and directions and everything. I told him, I don't know what to do with the beds. This was Shana Rishon. It was more than Shana Rishon. It was like within the first few months of the weeks of Chas. I don't know how to do about the beds. And he tells me, listen, who told you you should pasken like Shulchan Aruch? Maybe you want to pasken like the Zohar Kodesh. He said, well, if that's the case, then you can never get it wrong. Because, you know, if it fits better to do like the Zohar Kodesh, then it'd be so. If it fits better than Shulchan Aruch, then it'd be so. And he nods to me and he says, yes, that's exactly it. You just, whatever the reality is of the that's how you're going to, because you can't be, pardon? Yeshem Yisbismach, that's why. And I think in hindsight, because you don't see people being so busy with it, you don't hear so many shadows about this, and I think and that's probably why people are not so busy with it. And people, you know, you never had people making extension according to, you know, the bedroom, the master bedroom facing, you never had people being so, because I think that because whichever opinion you go with, you can either go with this opinion, go with that opinion, or whatever you want.
In the same house, that's not tough.
Yeah, I don't know. That'd be a good question. No, that might be a problem. That might be a problem. Okay, so Abba said that's... No, we don't find. Yeah. So, but we do find... So Abba said it's important to know that there is such a halacha. It's important. Now... That's something else. The feet facing the door. I know it's a very... That is... It's a typical case of people because that comes from there's no halacha and it's not even a minik. That comes from people who are makpid about avelim. That's where it comes from, which is a very precious and a very choshev. The families of the anoga, the families who have got that makpid, they should certainly continue because you know it's people. It's normally from families that somebody along the line works in chevek kedisha. They tend to be very makpid on that. That the feet shouldn't be facing and people tend to be very much. It is not locha. It's mamash not locha about it. It's just simon milza. It's simon milza. We don't want to do anything similar to. It reminds us even remotely of a nifta. And since there is certain halachas which are makpid, you know, when somebody ba'aminon is nifta, we keep very far away from that. It's a different halacha. It's nothing to do with it. But it is true that people tend to confuse this. Yeah.
I mean, a person's right, like the one said. Down.
No, so people are people who have this akpada. There's many families who are makpid on that, and they will make no difference as to whether they will make no difference. It's a very precious, it's a very precious minik. They'll generally will makpid if it's literally facing the door. Generally, yeah. But if somebody doesn't have that minik and doesn't have that akpada, then you know it's fine. It's not this halach over here. The bialoch over here, such an interesting bialoch. I think it's well before his times. The Mishnebura, the bialoch over here on the side, he tells us, Rabbi Sai, it's such an interesting bialoch. I find it such a fascinating bialoch. He tells us, Rabbi Sai, you've got to make sure to have public toilets. That's what he says. Well, health and safety well before its days. He says, you've got to make sure to have public toilets. I've seen places that don't have public toilets, and that's very, very wrong. If people don't have access to facilities, that will lead to a lot of problems, it leads to a lot of halachic problems. He says, you've got to make sure that shuls have got working toilets. He adds elsewhere, they've got to be clean as well. But you've got to make sure that they're working toilets. It's an obligation on a shul to have working toilets. And any public premises must ensure to have... I know nowadays it sounds like so simple. It wasn't 100 years ago. Pardon? You're not allowed to?
Especially a public building.
public building itself, yeah. So that it says well before women. This was probably, you know, the Mishnah was long before that. It says that if somebody's got public premises and there's no toilets, then brachas will be brachas tevel tola, and people will be embarrassed, discomfort. It says it's very, very wrong, and it says it causes to bittel Torah, bittel tefillah, etc. And so that's what the Mishnah Berurah says. Okay, Rabbi said to summarize what we learned this evening. We start with Siman Gimel. We learned about the Hanukkah Beis Akiseh. We do not disinvite the Melochim. We don't need to disinvite them. We're not such great Yad Shemayim. But there was such a statement that was recited. His Chabdom Mechobodim, but nowadays, the meaning is not to say so. We learned that a person should be very tzonu and should try to cover as much of his body. We learned that two people shouldn't go simultaneously, to be excused. Closing doors, no talking. We spoke about not using stones or anything to trigger, only at. Again, we spoke about further lochs of tznius. We spoke about if a person is in an area, is excused where there's no mechitzos, he should not be facing east. He should rather be facing north or south. We learned the same with the bed. The Shulchan Aruch says bed should be facing north and south, not east and west. The Mishnah Berurah told us, I'll pick up bullets the other way around. Right, these are the halachas for this evening. Finally, we also learned about the public toilets, which the halacha says is really, really important. Okay, Rabbi Isai, having said it, I wish you a very good evening.